Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-285-4765 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-285-4765. Again, 800-285-4765.
The champ is here! 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 The champ is here!
Allow me to reintroduce myself. My name is
Warren. It's Warren Valentine.
Let me just say, I did not come here to show out. I did not come here to impress you. Because to tell you the truth, when I leave here, I'm gone. And I don't care what you think about me. But just remember, when it hits the fan, brother, whether it's next year, 10 years, 20 years from now, you'll never be able to say that these brothers lied to you, Jack.
It's the Warren Valentine Show.
All right, welcome to the second hour. Second hour of the show. Have you listened and have you tuned in? Thank you for listening to the show. You know, this hour right here, I'm going to talk about the Rondo and Chris Paul fight. I'm also going to talk about Trump wanting to pull out of the nuclear treaty with Russia and why that is a big deal. Now, let me start off with this Rondo and Chris Paul fight. If you didn't see it, you know, they made a big deal about it. They're fighting in the NBA. Now, they really didn't fight, y'all. What happened was Ingram thought he was fouled hard. Well, he thought Harden, when he fouled Harden, Harden threw something or tried to hit him. So he pushed him in the back. After he pushed him in the back, that got them, everybody benches coming face to face. And Chris Paul said that Rondo spit on him, and then he put his finger in Chris in Rondo's forehead, pushed him in the forehead like his little kid. Rondo, he swung them thangs on him because he was like, you're not going to touch me like I'm a little kid. Now, the reason I'm saying that this wasn't no real fight, come on now, any fella out there that's listening, even, look, let me tell you something. Even the biggest coward in the world, if another grown man spit on you, you know you got to fight. That, it ain't even a question. It's not a question of, did he spit on me? Cause that ain't your reaction. Your reaction is like, oh, this mother did spit on me. You gonna swing. Chris Paul didn't swing. That tells me Rondo didn't spit on him. Now, Rondo may have been talking and spit came out of his mouth while he was talking and it may have hit him. But if he had really just spat on Chris Paul, even the weakest dude in the world in that moment of time would have swung. It's a natural reaction. Well, you know, let me say this. It would be a natural reaction for me. But it would be, to me, any man, when you know, hey, look, I'm going to tell you something. Even the kids that I coach, when they arguing and they acting like they want to fight, I always tell them, if you really want to fight a dude, all you got to do is spit. If you spit on a dude, that dude gonna fight you in that moment in time. Even if he afraid of you, he gonna fight you in that moment of time. You're not gonna let no dude spit on you. Come on. This is why I'm saying this was not, like I said, Rondo might have spat based on him talking, but he didn't purposely spit on Chris Paul. Rondo threw one punch, Chris Paul threw one punch, and the fight was over with. Besides Ingram coming in there getting a sucker punch. The fight was over with. it really wasn't a fight, y'all. It really, really wasn't a fight. But they hyped it up like it was the you know, a WWE fight or a UCF fight. Why? Let me tell you why. Because this is a 99% black league. And they want the basketball players to look a certain way. Just being honest. I want them to look a certain way. Look at them. They're thugs. Look at them. They have no control. They sensationalize it. And what happens in the media. Now, think about this, right? So, I'm going to just show y'all real quick an example of what I'm talking about here. This morning, I had not heard about the groping thing with Cory Booker. In the course of 3 minutes, I got four different stories about his groping thing. Now, what's sad about that is if I don't go and do the research, I'm telling story that somebody else telling me, and it ain't even the right story. And this is what happens all the time with media and people. Somebody will make a story up or they think they know something, and then they'll say it, and then the next person to say it, the next person, and everybody, well, it got to be like that because I heard such and I heard such and it's not like that at all. This is what happened with the Chris Paul thing in Rondo. He spat on Chris Paul. I seen spit coming out of Rondo's mouth. Yeah, you might have seen spit coming out of his mouth, but was it because he was talking or he spit on him? Like purposely spit at him. I don't think he did it purposely. Because if he did, Chris Paul's reaction would have been completely different. That's the thing that I'm trying to get you guys to really understand. Because, see, the story will get told one way, and it may not even be the real story. Now, when they interviewed LeBron James, what did LeBron say? I didn't see him spit on Chris Paul. Now, Chris Paul is LeBron's boy. That's why when the fight broke out, who did LeBron go to? He didn't go to Rondo. He went to his boy to protect his boy because Chris Paul is his guy. They like brothers. So he wasn't finna let nothing happen to Chris Paul. He went to protect the other team. But he also said in that interview, he said, I didn't see Rondo spit on him. He said, now, Chris is saying that. I just didn't see it. I was out there and I didn't see it. And the reason why LeBron is saying it like that, because he knows his boy. He know if Rondo had purposely spit on him, Chris would have had him on the ground jacking him up. It wouldn't have been the way it was. Chris would have ran over there trying to get to him. He'd have tried to tackle a man and try to get to him. Chris Paul is no punk. He's far from a punk. So it's no. That's why I'm saying I know that Rondo didn't purposely spit on this man. No, he didn't. He may have done it accidentally, arguing with Chris Paul. And, you know, Chris Paul and Rondo don't like each other. They haven't liked each other for years. So this was kind of a build-up fight coming anyway. But, nah, man, if Rondo had really spat on Chris Paul, I'm going to be honest with you. If Rondo would have really purposely spat on Chris Paul, I think LeBron would have let Chris Paul get the best of Rondo all the way. Because LeBron is his boy and LeBron is like a brother to him. And he'd have been like, man, you spit on my brother. You think I'm going to let that ride? I don't think it happened the way people think it happened. Not at all. Not one little bit. I think this was an accident. Wasn't purposely done. And then it escalated into a fight. That's it. Now, some of y'all on YouTube land has been talking about this gubernatorial debate. The reason I didn't talk about this today, because it wasn't nothing to talk about. Andrew Gilliam killed DeSantis. It wasn't even a debate. I mean, it was like watching a kid fight a grown man. It wasn't even a debate. He just smoked him. Everybody watching it saw it. In fact, I think the polls that they got coming out right now, after this debate, right now, Andrew is winning by on the polls by 15 points. It's like 57 to 42. He looks like he's going to win. Now, Stacey Abrams in Georgia has a whole nother problem. And I want to talk about this race in Georgia for governor, because I think that this race is really a microcosm of what America really is. Her race for governor may be even more important than Barack Obama becoming president. And a lot of people won't understand that, won't see that, but let me tell you why. She's fighting three things that Barack didn't have to fight. And see, this is the reason I'm saying that this is so different than Barack's race. Because, one, she's a female. And look, I know people don't like to talk about this, but sexism is real. Sexism is very real. It's a lot of folks who don't want to vote for a woman to be president or governor. That's just real talk. Two, she's a black woman who happens to be gay. That is another problem for a lot of people in this country. Three, she's not part of the good old boy network down there in Georgia. And so this is really a referendum on the city of Atlanta and how they'll turn out and vote. So let's talk about that when we come back. You're listening to the WB.
Lifestyles, I'm Brian Osuch. 50% of grill owners fire up on summer holidays like Memorial Day, the 4th of July, and Labor Day. But there's also plenty of grilling going on throughout the entire summer season. That's why registered dietitian Robin Flipsey says it's a good idea to balance food choices when planning your menu and filling your plate.
To get the party started, make sure you have plenty of in-season fruits and veggies on hand, as well as lean meats, fish, and chicken you can grill with flavorful marinades.
Flipsey recommends keeping portion sizes under control, because by practicing moderation, there's room to enjoy everything.
Whether you're bringing your favorite seven-layer dip or delicious dessert, make sure you include a serving utensil that promotes practical portions. And when hosting, supply sensibly sized plates and cups and offer a variety of refreshing beverages, like the 7.5-ounce 90-calorie Coca-Cola mini cans, to encourage portion control. And don't forget to recycle.
That's Lifestyles with Robin Flipsey, consultant for the Coca-Cola Company.
It may have been a messy divorce that suddenly cut your income in half, but not your bills. It might have been an injury or illness, or your boss just cutting back your hours. It doesn't really matter how you got in over your head. It only matters that you are and that we're here to help. If you've got over $10,000 in credit card debt and you can't ever see breaking free, then call Action Debt and do it now. Being in over your head is a vicious cycle. One day late, they charge you a late fee. Miss a payment, they double your rate. You just don't think it's fair, and neither do we. This is not bankruptcy or just a simple rate reduction plan. We fight for you using our proven experience in the insider programs that credit card companies try to hide. If you owe at least $10,000 to the credit card companies, you owe it to yourself to call Action Debt at 800-384-7099. Just because you got in over your head doesn't mean you have to stay there forever. Call 800-384-7099 today, and we can be on your side tomorrow. 800-384-7099. 800-384-7099.
There's more than one way to invest in your education. Investing in the right products, securities, and real estate generates secure and sound futures. What about an investment that retains its value? Consider college real estate. College real estate can provide housing for students and generate returns for their families. Through this special offer from Austin iLabs, you can download the free workbook from collegerealestate.com to see if this investment is right for you. Go to collegerealestate.com/radio.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill retail pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-521-9579 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Men is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-521-9579 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-521-9579. That's 1-800-521-9579. Again, 1-800-521-9579.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
Missed an episode of your favorite show? No worries. Catch all the episodes on demand at biztalkradio.com.
I'm not saying that he doesn't like white people. I'm saying he has a problem. He has a... This guy is, I believe, a racist.
What?
He is post-racial, by all appearances. You know, I forgot he was black tonight for an hour.
We've already donated to Haiti. It's called the U.S. Income Tax.
What?
It is as though we are still on a plantation.
Warren Valentine, the number one truth fighter in America.
All right, so I was talking about Stacey Abrams and Georgia running for governor when we went to break. And, you know, this is an important election down in Georgia for women everywhere. Let me just be honest with you, man. It's a very important election. And it may be more important than even Barack Obama's election in the sense of women, especially black women, holding positions of authority throughout different states. Now, like I told you before, she has three uphill battles. But the biggest battle is the good old boy network in Georgia. Now, let me explain this. Now, her opponent is the Secretary of State. He's instituted some laws to curb who's voting in the election in Georgia. And the people that's attacking, of course, minorities and women. Now, a lot of people are saying, well, isn't this a conflict of interest because he's the Secretary of State? How can he be running for governor? It's just like when somebody's a United States senator, but they run for president. You don't have to give up your seat in the Senate to run for president. He doesn't have to give up his seat as the Secretary of State to run for governor. Now, if he wins, then he will appoint somebody to take his seat, and then it'll go back into the general election once the Secretary of State is up again for re-election. But it's not a conflict of interest for him to hold this position. But see, this is where you have to understand the laws yourself in order to run. This is all strategically done by him. He knew he wanted to be governor of the state, but he also knew one of the two most important positions of under governor in any state is the Secretary of State and the Comptroller's Office. They control the voting. And so he put himself in this position, got himself in this position so that he would give himself the best opportunity to win because he would have a say-so on what would qualify people to vote in that particular state. And so this is why it's important when, and this is why I said this from the very beginning of the show. Who are you voting for? Why are you voting for them? Do you know these people's platform? Do you know what their agenda is? I mean, look, you can tell when people, they're in this because they want to be way bigger than the office that they're running for. Like, if you got somebody who done ran for five different offices, that person just... they want power. They're not really trying to help. They want a position of power. I mean, that's one of the problems. Even in North Carolina, one of the biggest problems that they're going to have, the Democrats are going to have, is that if somebody looks at the Democrats who are running, most of them have ran for four or five different positions throughout the state of North Carolina. So most of the ones who are running are just on some power trip thing. They're not on no they're going to make a change thing. This is why you need to take the time to find out about the people who are voting. Who are you voting for? So you got to take that time. And see, with Stacey, like I said, she's fighting sexism. And see, people don't like to have that real conversation, but sexism is very, very real in this country, y'all. It's very real. Women who are in authoritative positions or in power, some people can't handle that. Some men can't deal with that. Some men just cannot deal with it. They're not going to listen to what she say because she a woman. Some men can't do it. Some men just can't say, okay, let me do what you want me to do. Some men just cannot do that. And it's crazy that it's like that. But let me tell you what's even crazier. You have women who will say, I like her, but I can't vote for her because she's a woman. It should be a man in that position. What? This is how so many women voted for Trump. Y'all realize that, right? You had a lot of women vote for Trump because they didn't think Hillary, a woman, should be president of the United States. That's not a job for a woman. That is nuts, man. That is nuts. Because by nature, women are smarter than men. Wouldn't you want somebody who's smart, know what they're doing? That's who you want to follow. You don't want to follow somebody just because they're a man. Come on, man. This is crazy. Crazy what's going on. And this is why Stacey's election is a huge, huge, huge thing. Now, I told you guys when the primary is finished, I said, okay, you got three African-Americans running for governor. You got Ben Jealous in Maryland. You got Stacey in Georgia. You got Andrew in Florida. I said, realistically, only one of them really going to have a chance to win. And that's Andrew. Andrew's going to win Florida. Stacey has a shot. Ben, I don't know. I don't think Ben can pull it out. But Stacey has a shot only if the Democrats show up in record numbers and vote for her for a midterm. If they do not, this good old boy network has set this up in such a way where in the end, this dude is going to end up winning. He set it up for her to lose if women and minorities don't go out in record number and vote for her. And see, people get mad at Republicans. They're cheating. No, they playing chess. Y'all playing checkers. Get into these positions of Secretary of State. Get into these positions of controller. So when a governorship comes up, you have control. You're making the rules, not them. Not them. Now, I see on social media, it's even women in here now saying, I think women should not be in the lead. I think men should lead. However, if they're not true leaders, why the woman can't lead? Well, look, let me just say something to you, right? I believe in God. I believe in the Bible. But, for everybody who says, the woman should follow man and all this, God also says something very specific in the Bible. If you follow a fool, it makes you a fool. So if you following a man who's a fool, all you're doing is being a fool too. Even if you're not a fool, you become one because you following this idiot. So to me, what difference does it make if it's a man or woman? As long as the person who's leading actually has some sense about what they're doing. Don't get caught up in all the biblical, y'all. All right, we come back. Let's talk about the church and the Bible and voting. Don't want to miss this. Listen to the WB.
Being a business owner or entrepreneur can feel lonely. Unless your friends have walked the same path, they just don't understand your passion. How many times have you been asked, when are you going to get a real job? And when you finally do make it big, all of a sudden the doubters tell you they always knew you would. Does this sound familiar? You see, at BizBod, we understand the road you're on because we're on the same path. That's why we created a club just for you. Meet other people on the same path you're on and get content that will help you grow your business. All for only $49.95 a year. And if you join today, you can get your first 30 days free with promo code RADIO. This is a limited time offer, so try it for free, and who knows, you might be able to help other members. Simply go to bizbod.com and enter promo code RADIO.
Is your garden plagued with ruined roses, terrible tomatoes, bummed out bonsai, or just pooped out plants? Well, now there's help from Japan's most popular natural plant vitalizer. HB101 will greatly increase the vigor of bedding plants, vegetables, fruits, potted plants, bonsai, and lawns. HB101 is not a plant food, but a plant extract additive that can be used in combination with any organic fertilizer for stronger, healthier, and more productive plants. To place your order, go to our website at gardenamerica.com.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp. Get started with your idea. Call for free information.
Call 1-800-607-8945. That's 1-800-607-8945.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-569-3414. That's 800-569-3414. Again, 800-569-3414.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
Does your water stain and damage your fixtures? Does it smell or taste bad? Are you worried about what's in your water? Water quality should not be painful and worrisome. Get HydroCare Water Systems from Wave Home Solutions with the most advanced purification technologies. Call Wave Home Solutions today at 1-888-989-WAVE or go to greathealthywater.com. HydroCare will eliminate lime scale that causes hundreds of dollars in damage to pipes and appliances without using salt. Well water will no longer smell or stain your fixtures. City water will be purified of harmful chlorine, lead, arsenic, and chemicals. Wave Home Solutions provides the cleanest, healthiest water at every faucet. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, call 1-888-989-WAVE, 1-888-989-WAVE, or go to greathealthywater.com. That's greathealthywater.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
Watch some of your favorite shows on BizTV. Check to see if you get BizTV by going to biztv.com. And now, back to BizTalk Radio.
There's so many young people dying in the streets, and education is a way to change that and opportunity. Mr. President, how do we emphasize this?
Well, look, the most important thing starts with parenting. Talking to young people constantly about the need to be focused on education. To do the second thing we've got to do is we've got to make sure we've got great teachers in the classroom.
What I want you to take seriously is what we have to do for the youth.
Carry on the struggle.
Warren Valentine, coast to coast and around the world.
Your child is my child. My child is your child. We should be looking out for each other's kids and working together to make sure that all these kids have a great opportunity, even if they come from a household that's not perfect.
Warren, I completely agree.
Join the Truth Fighters in full effect right now.
All right. Before I get back into the church and voting and everything else, I'm going to start doing stocks for you guys to look at with the marijuana stuff. You look at it, open up your own accounts. You get your TD Ameritrade, whatever. Open up your accounts. This marijuana stock stuff is going through the roof. I think this is going to be the new Silicon Valley of 2018 and 19. Because once they legalize it everywhere, man, they're going to be using this stuff in everything. I mean, to the point where Pepsi already tried to infuse it in one of their sports drinks. So really do your research on it. I said I was going to do it on Tuesdays. I'm not going to be able to do it tomorrow, only because tomorrow I got to go for my 2-week checkup from the surgery for the doctor. And he has me over there literally like for 4 hours tomorrow. So I got to go in there and see him for 4 hours tomorrow. So I won't be doing the show live tomorrow, but I'll be back Wednesday. And so from start next Tuesday, I'll give you some marijuana stocks, but go over to Transatlantic Farms, and sign up for that. The days are running down on that. So for everybody who hasn't had an opportunity to do it yet, go over there and do it. If you got questions, the information, go over there and do that. Now, somebody asked about, the Social Security number. You can incorporate yourself or incorporate your company and buy through your company and use your EIN number. Or if you don't want your Social Security number, but the purpose of the Social Security number is because once it goes public and it's making money, they have to give you taxes on that, have you pay taxes on it. And so that's why they do it that way. That's why whenever I do something, I try to do it as a group so you don't have to be individually taxed. But with this, because it's buying it before it goes public and because it's going to be publicly owned and sold and everything else, they have it set up in a way where you will have to get individually taxed. So that is the purpose for that. So that is the reason why. But go over to transatlanticfarms.com, look at the stuff, read the stuff, look at all the stuff that's going on with this marijuana stuff. Because, again, this is something, I mean, who was that? Corona put $4 billion into marijuana stocks. So even Wall Street is talking about all this marijuana stock that's coming down the pipe. So if you guys are going to do something, if you buying stocks anyway, look at this marijuana stuff. And again, I'll do some research and try to give you stocks that, you know, I think may end up being something big later on down the line. But you'll be able to go and look at it yourself. And then, like I said, go to TD Ameritrade or Capital One or Robinhood or wherever you want to go, open up your own account. You control it. You know, you can go over there and buy your $5 worth of stocks or whatever you want to buy. But I just think everybody who's listening should be trying to get something as far as marijuana stock ownership, because in the end, this is going to be a big thing. I mean, Canada just legalized it all throughout the state and the country, not state, the country of Canada. And so, you know, they're going to legalize it here. there's too much money in it not to legalize it in all 50 states. And once they do that, you know, from the hemp being produced from it and the oils being produced from it, it's going to be a lot of money made, man. It is going to be a lot of money. I mean, like I said, even Pepsi is putting the CBD oil from cannabis in one of their power drinks now. They just announced that not too long ago. So go ahead and get into it and get involved. Now, let me talk a little bit about these churches and voting. Now, with the churches and voting, it is clear that some pastors, you know, and some beliefs of the church are pushed on to the congregation to tell people to vote a certain way. Now, I ain't got a problem with that. What I do have a problem with is this. Nobody on this earth at this particular moment in time, not even the Pope, is living like Jesus Christ lived, if you believe in Jesus. And so for us to pick and choose what is deemed more of a sin or what's more right than wrong is very hypocritical to me. And the reason it's hypocritical to me is because if they want you to vote a certain way, they'll start making this big argument about abortion and about sexuality. And to me, the only time that these arguments come up is when they're trying to push your vote a certain way. Because they go around every other sin to do what they want to do to make it work the way they want to make it work. And so everybody needs to vote based on your not just Christian beliefs, but on your own everyday beliefs. Because if you vote just off of your Christian beliefs, then you're going to vote conservative more than you would vote anything else. Because to be honest with you, especially in the black and brown community, even in the Latino community, we are more conservative by nature than we are liberal. We are. We just vote as liberals. But we're actually more conservative if you really think about it. I mean, black folks has always had a bigger problem with homosexuality than anybody else. At least growing up in Chicago, I can tell you this, you know, the minister of music, 9 out of 10 of them was gay and everybody in the church knew they was gay. They just wouldn't come out and say it. It was hidden. Because in our community, it's a stigma in our community because we're conservative. We're conservative by nature. We really are. And so I have a problem when the church tries to use religion to make you vote a certain way. Because the truth of the matter is nobody's living the word of God the way it's written in the Bible. Nobody is. Because if we were, we wouldn't be living the way we live right now. So don't use religion to force somebody to vote a certain way. It's not right. It's not right. And so this is why I tell people all the time, if you listen to my show, even when I first got syndicated, the one thing that's been consistent about me, I tell people in a heartbeat, I never judge nobody. You know why I never judge nobody? Because I'm not God. Who am I to judge what somebody else is doing or what they think or how they feel? My whole thing with anybody is how you and I interact. I don't care about what anybody else says or thinks or anything like that, because your interaction with them may be a different interaction. It might be a different interaction because y'all just don't like each other. Or somebody's jealous of the other person. So who am I to judge somebody else? You can't do that. And even if you are somebody who's very religious and you believe in God and you believe certain tenets of the Bible, you this is what I would tell you. In the end, that's between them and God. It's not between you, them, and God. Because when they go to see God, they're going to be standing there one-on-one with God, not you. So who are you to judge somebody or tell them this, that, other? Don't do that. Don't do that. Don't do that. Because the reality of it is that nobody walking around here, not your pastor, nobody walking around here is living their best life according to the Bible. Nobody. Even from the food we eat to how we pray. You know, people, I pray to God, I talk to God. How do you pray to God? And this is folks who claim to be Christians. You're supposed to say the Lord's Prayer before you start talking to God. Y'all realize that, right? If you believe in Jesus told you this, right? When he was asked, how do I pray to the God? How do I pray to God? He said, you got to say these words. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. It's so much that people use with religion to try to force people to do stuff, to try to convince people it's okay to do other things, or it's okay to be a certain way towards a group of people or individuals. And it shouldn't be done that way. It shouldn't be done that way. So the last thing I'm going to say about the church is this. If you belong to a church and every time the election season come around, your pastor is rolling somebody in the pulpit that never been to your church before, you probably need to change churches because your pastor really ain't doing you right. I'm just saying. We come back. We finish up the show. You're listening to the WB.
On this episode of the World's Shortest Sitcom by KFC.
Like I always say, it's the inside that counts. Aww. Like what's inside my new KFC 10-piece chicken feast. Ooh. It's 10 pieces of chicken, 2 large mashed potatoes, and 4 biscuits for $19.99. Get more meal for the family for under $20. That's what really matters. It's pretty incredible what chicken can teach you about life. Anyways, KFC, it's family looking good. At participating KFCs, prices may vary. Tax and substitutions extra.
As a small business owner, there's one word that you absolutely dread. Payroll. For small businesses, it's a big burden. You may think you're saving time and money doing it yourself. But come on, are you? Timesheets, processing checks, calculating taxes, a total waste of your time. Paychex simplifies payroll processing, saving you time and money. Submit your payroll online, fax it in, or call your dedicated Paychex payroll specialist. And you're done. Learn more at trypaychex.com. Come on, do the math. The IRS dishes out 8 million penalties a year. Make one mistake and you're on the hook. On average, you're losing nearly one business day every month doing payroll. That's time and money you'll never get back. Unless you get Paychex. More than 500,000 small businesses already do. Call 877-649-5324. Trade payroll pressure for peace of mind. Call now, 877-649-5324. That's 877-649-5324.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-217-5107. 800-217-5107. That's 800-217-5107.
Attention investors, respected names in the financial services industry are not evaluating if there will be a significant market downturn, but when. Higher interest rates and prospects of a trade war suggest the stock market is headed into a perilous direction. Subprime mortgages, which are back, could potentially devastate the real estate market, as they did before. And with stocks simply overdue for a fall after this second longest bull run in history, even bullish analysts are recognizing these indicators that equities are in big trouble and have projected stock market losses up to 40%. You can protect your IRA or 401k for maximum safety and opportunity with physical gold and silver, as they are assets that remain genuine stores of value no matter what's happening in the marketplace. Call Augusta Precious Metals today at 855-858-5806. That's 855-858-5806 to get your free guide to precious metals investing. Call Augusta Precious Metals today at 855-858-5806.
That's 855-858-5806.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-285-4765 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-285-4765. Again, 800-285-4765.
If you're suffering from hearing loss, stay tuned for a special offer from the makers of Listen Clear, a revolutionary hearing aid breakthrough designed by top audio engineers to fit your ear almost invisibly. Right now, you can try Listen Clear hearing aids absolutely free for 45 days. You can also qualify for free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear hearing aids are so lightweight and comfortable, you can wear them all day long. They're practically invisible, too, so others won't even notice you're wearing them. And the best part is, you'll be able to hear almost everything, everywhere. So do something about your hearing loss. Call Listen Clear now to get started with your 45-day risk-free hearing aid trial. This special offer won't be available for long, so call Listen Clear now.
800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. We're here 24 hours a day to help. That's 800-716-4650.
From Main Street to Wall Street, we have the business content you need. So sit back, take notes, and tell your friends about Biz Talk Radio.
Welcome back to the Warren Valentine Show, heard coast to coast and border to border, giving the truth fighters a voice in the call for justice. Join the truth fighters in full effect right now. Right now. Right now.
All right. I want to thank everybody who listened to the show, everybody who watched the show. Look, go over to 729 The Voice on Facebook. Hit the like button. We're going to be playing it over there, playing the show behind the scenes and doing the show over there. The stream is a little bit stronger and better over there through the Facebook Live. I know that it freezes a lot on this YouTube thing. So go over there to 729 The Voice. Hit the button so you'll be able to have that hook up too as we go over there. Now, Let me say this before we get out of here today. The rest of this week, I'm going to really go through these amendments in some of these states that's coming up for voting. And the reason why I'm going to go through these amendments is because they're just as important as the people who you're actually voting for. Okay? Because if these amendments are passed, they become the law of the land in the particular city or state that you live in. So I'm going to do a little research and dig into these amendments, and then we'll talk about these amendments and how they play a part in what you're doing and what you're not doing as far as voting, right? Now, Tony brought up a good question in the break. He said, do I think the Jacksonville Jaguars should bring up Kaepernick? Absolutely. Absolutely. If they pull him up, they go to the Lord, Super Bowl this year, in my opinion. Look, the reason why Jacksonville looks so bad right now is because they got a bad quarterback, and it makes the defense give up, because defense, like, we playing our butts off, and for what? Our quarterback can't score no points to help us win. They need something to spark something. Kaepernick is way better than Cody Kessler. He's way better than their starting quarterback, Blake Bortles. They need to, you know, this is, sometimes you have to just swallow your pride and say, this is what's best for the team. Let me do what's best for the team. Now, what's crazy is the owner didn't have a problem with Kaepernick. He wanted to sign Kaepernick this summer. It's Coughlin and Maroney, the head coach in the I don't even know what Coughlin's title is, because he's not the GM. He's like something with player personnel. But those are the two people who are having a problem, and they have a problem because of him kneeling for the anthem. They're Trump guys, which is crazy. which is absolutely crazy. But I hope they do bring him up. But the question is this, really. Does Kaepernick even want to play football anymore at this point? He might not even want to play no more. Oh, let me tell y'all something. Did y'all see this yesterday? Y'all realize that Eric Davis, who was protesting with Kaepernick, Eric Reed. He's playing for the Carolina Panthers. Do y'all realize that after the game, they had to restrain him because he was trying to fight Malcolm Jenkins? Did y'all hear about this? Because he said Malcolm Jenkins sold him out. Sold him out. Now, I found that to be very interesting because that tells me the commitment that he has for what he was doing. Because if he didn't have a commitment, he's back in the league. What purpose it is to get mad and want to fight Malcolm Jenkins? He was mad because he felt like he sold him out. He was playing James Brown the whole day before the game started. The big payback sold me out for chicken change. Yes, he did. he was listening to that in the locker room and got charged up. Like, wait till I see Malcolm. I'm getting Malcolm. Now, this is the other thing. I'm going to close the show off with this. Y'all president, y'all favorite president of all time, and it must be true because it was on the internet. Anything on the internet is the truth. So y'all favorite president of all time said that he wants to pull out of the agreement with Russia with these nuclear weapons. Now, why is this significant? It's significant because if they pull out, nobody will be overseeing Russia as far as their nuclear development, which means that they can be developing all kind of stuff all around the world, and nobody will have any idea that they're doing it. Russia doesn't comply to the UN. So this is something huge. But of course, he wants to do whatever his boss wants him to do. Whatever Putin say, he's down with it. Look, I just think it's all wrong. No, I don't like it. We don't need to be in any nuclear agreement with Russia or China or anyone else. We just need to be in agreement with ourselves. As long as we agree with ourselves, we're fine. Let Russia have its nukes. We have the greatest army in the world. I'm going to build a military so big that they'll give me a parade every year. The Donald J. Trump military parade. Even though I dodged the war, I dodged the military. Like any smart person would do. I don't know, man. It's amazing to me how many conscientious people are watching what he's doing and saying nothing about it, Republican and Democrat. And it's almost, you know, I look at the time that we're in right now, and I look and I say to myself, I really understand how Hitler became Hitler, because this is what Hitler was doing. He was doing all this stuff and nobody was saying nothing. This is what this man is doing. The Republicans don't say nothing because they think they're getting exactly what they want. And because they think they're getting exactly what they want, they literally will not go against what he's saying or what he's doing. And the reality of it is that this is what happened during Hitler's day, during Hitler's time. Hitler's time was exactly the same way. People from all over the world was watching, like, what y'all doing over there? And then he came to power and started one of the greatest war ever. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. All right. Before I get out of here, let me say goodbye to y'all like I always do. If you don't do nothing else, tell somebody you love them and appreciate them. May not get that chance tomorrow. That's why I tell you every day, I love you with the love of Jesus. Also, I want to take time to thank God. I want to thank him for being the light in the dark. I want to thank him for being the strength for the weak and the voice for the voiceless. I'm not trying to push religion on anybody. I don't even claim religion. I claim spirituality. I don't believe in religion. I just believe in I am that I am, the living God. But I'm not trying to push that on anybody. All right, no live show tomorrow. I have to go to the doctor and let them look at all these cuts. You know, I got 6 cuts on my stomach, y'all. My stomach is still swollen 2 weeks later. It's crazy. All right, I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Wednesday. You listen to the WB.
here at 729 The Voice.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. This is Biz Talk Radio, America's home for business talk, online at biztalkradio.com.